Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.
Troy, you're up.
Can I get deck saves from both of your fuckers?
Jublex will move.
Does he get an op attack?
Op attack?
Has not left anybody's range except for maybe your dragon.
Yeah. Well, it's a large creature. It doesn't tell me on here.
What's its attack? The attack should have a range listed.
Oh, it does have reach.
It does have 10 foot?
Yeah.
So it doesn't leave its range either.
Okay. Well, fucking fuck, Jeff.
You having more fun, Jeff? I would be.
I'm excited to actually get to a fight with a fucking demon lord. That's all I'm excited about. I feel like we're actually moving the story forward.
Consuming, what's-her-face, make it any sort of plant creature?
No.
I know what you're looking for.
What about my thought with my hand actions? Did you get that?
No. Angel's probably pretty fucking dexterous.
Man. So he has taken some damage, though, right?
Jublex? Oh, yeah.
Can I get an intelligence saving throw from... winged asshole.
Oh, from Nexus.
Not the most intelligent guy.
Nope. Fail.
Is that a one?
No.
What you hitting him with?
Ralothim Psychic Lance.
Ooh. I don't know what it means, but I like
it.
Got
a good card to go with it?
No.
What's up, buddy?
No.
What level is it?
It is a level spell.
He'll counter it.
He already rolled the damage.
Doesn't matter.
What are the rules? Are we sticking to rules on this?
I was waiting for an answer to my question.
Yeah, it depends on the level of the spell.
It's a fourth level spell.
Oh yeah, it counters it.
I can't disprove that because I don't
counter
know,
your
yeah,
counter.
I don't know what you did with the spell, but you did just burn a spell from him. So
yeah, he's only got so many of them.
Yeah.
Warlocks are weird. All of their spells are the max level. They have very few of them, but they're all of his spells count as
he should run out. He should run out of spells incredibly quickly.
Yep.
They're all burned.
That's why on his turn he's throwing cantrips.
Yeah. I'll say he's burned four.
So you just build on Eldritch Blast. You're good.
Just two, because the first one was Eldritch Blast.
Invisibility.
I mean,
invisibility.
If you were going by my sheet, I don't think I had invisibility. Although I lost my sheet, so.
Yeah, Jeff took it.
I remade it. I made it the way I wanted it.
Better, stronger, faster, competent.
He's better.
Anything else, Troy?
Hold on.
Count rounds.
Fucking up my shit here.
6 seconds.
Too bad.
It's not his round yet.
6 seconds in dog years.
It's not his round yet.
That's true.
All right, go.
Jublex is going to take a swing at Kira.
How is it still its turn again?
It's not.
Oh.
Legendary action.
All right, just as long as you declare a legendary action.
It's a 29 to hit.
It can't be hit by prime numbers. 29 is not a prime number. It's divisible by 1 and 29. throwing math concepts out there.
20 points of acid.
I'm gonna leave that stupidity in.
That's fine.
That's good. Oh, it's Nexus's turn.
I hurled Dawnbringer at him.
That'd be interesting. Let's do Eldritch Blast at.
I mean, yeah. Like, it's always an option.
Yeah.
What's the save? Like when I said, you can nuke him in a turn. Oops.
Yeah.
Let's do Troy. So let's.
The man who's out of the room.
Troy, he's out of the room.
No, I'm going to wait. Because I want to try and disrupt the spell.
Disrupt whose spell?
Troy's.
Concentration on his dragon.
No, yeah,
oh, it's a concentration.
It is concentration.
I'm assuming it is.
I would presume so, yeah.
I believe it is.
That's one of the reasons why, yes, were you counterspelling a 3d12 Eldritch Blast? Sure, but you're also preventing potential damage that's going to cause. That was what I was thinking, is that I don't know what the fuck that dragon does, but I like having something else that's beefy besides me, Jeff.
Right.
You're not fighting them anyway, which I wouldn't either, but.
Nope, Jublex is going after the one with the glow stick of destiny.
I'm an independent woman. I don't need no man.
Jublex is actually surprisingly intelligent for an ooze.
I mean, he's god of the oozes. Like,
yep.
That's why, in terms of action economy, I feel like that. Did that dragon even do anything? Has it attacked at all? Should have attacked at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, too bad.
Say, I'm convincing Lucas for action economy to keep that fucking thing alive, and you haven't done anything with it yet.
I hit him once.
Troy, 3 Eldritch Blasts coming your way. And I might have hit with 2 of them. Uh, 17 and 20.
No, I can't be hit by Eldritch Blasts.
That is 22 points of damage.
That's from 2 different sources.
No, that's 1.
That's 1? Because
that's 1 ray.
Alright.
Each ray is 3d10 plus 5.
What is Eldritch Blast exactly?
It's a blast of the Eldritch sort.
What type of...
Type of damage? I believe it's force.
Okay. How much you say?
22.
Concentration check.
Yep, that would be a concentration check at disadvantage.
Which
I'm assuming your dragon is concentration.
Why is it at disadvantage?
Because he has a feat.
What feat is that?
Mage Slayer.
Gotcha. That was not in my build.
Nope.
Trust me, the way that character is playing, you never played like that.
It is, but it's a regular role because I have
Warcaster. Either way.
Yeah.
Interesting. Does the Mage Slayer just give him disadvantage on
a con save?
Yep.
20.
It looks high enough. Good. Yeah. Mage Slayer gives you like an attack of opportunity if a caster casts within 5 feet of you and things like that.
It's feet?
It is.
What are the prereqs on?
There aren't any.
Really?
What'd you ask?
It's a nice one.
That really is. I figured there was prereqs. I like that.
What's that?
I like that a lot.
Mage Slayer?
Yeah.
It's nice.
I've not seen that one before. Yeah. I like that one a lot.
I'm trying to think if...
I may be maybe rethinking that Dwarven Paladin idea, Jeff, that I was talking about. Human monk with extra feats. My only goal is to sprint across the field and take out whatever the mage is.
Play a tabaxi monk? That way you could dash?
Yeah, that's a thought. It's a thought.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus you could climb if they're at elevation.
Okay.
Vex is, Vex is pretty cool.
I just am not, I'm not all about the, like, I read a book. I actually, they came to the college. It was a book I read freshman year. It was a fantasy book, and it was about, like, a human that ended up in, like, essentially a fictional cat world. And.
So Avatar?
I mean, kinda.
Don't forget, you automatically have disadvantage on attacks.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
I know.
Just I'm trying to keep things straight in
did
my
you already head. Use your advantage I gave you?
No, I haven't had a roll that I can use it against yet. It's not my turn yet.
You have it for a minute, so.
I'll use it the second my turn comes up.
Nexus will fly a little closer, and it goes to Grady, I believe. Correct.
Really?
Yes. Actually, no. He'll take another legendary action, swat at you again.
How many do you need a turn?
3. And he's going to miss.
Ha ha!
That says 17 hits.
18.
Okay. You're up.
I was going to make a comment, so I wasn't thinking it was that close. For some reason, I feel like other people should be doing shit.
Okay.
I'm thinking about being...
What are you thinking of?
I'm only going to survive that flurry maybe one more time, and Jeff's currently got me, like... Can I determine the ooze's reach? Is it 10 feet? 10 feet. Okay.
You're 10 feet away, and it's still swinging at you.
Okay, I'm just making sure that it was not a spell-like ability, that it was actually... So, I would need to disengage if I didn't want to provoke an op attack.
Yes.
Okay. Also, I need to make a saving throw for you. Is it con save? I'll use Lucas's advantage. Jeff, was it con save for the foul?
No, you are... It doesn't matter. You're already poisoned.
Okay. All right. What's the extra die on, Lucas?
Sorry?
Saves, attacks, and what else? The advantage you gave me.
I believe it was skill checks. Okay. For Silvery Barbs, right? Advantage on your next attack roll, ability check, or saving throw.
I'll disengage and take the op attack, Jeff.
Well, if you disengage...
I won't disengage. I'll back up and take the op attack. Back up 15 feet. No, straight back. Yep. It's flat now. Because I didn't attack it. You don't have advantage.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm taking the risk that you won't make the roll on a single die.
Nope.
Cool. I will clean myself off.
Okay.
I still have a bonus action, so second wind.
Schroeder.
Can he... I'm not sure if this works the way I think it does.
Cast and see.
Can you have the Nexus make a wisdom saving throw?
Don't forget your giant can fight.
It's hard to tell, but it doesn't look good from here.
Wisdom?
Yeah.
22.
That's better than I thought it would be.
Move the moonbeam over Jublex.
Where? Here?
Centered.
Centered?
Yeah. Am I able to give Kira cover by standing my shield guardian in front of her?
No, not really.
Not really.
Then I guess I'll just make sure that Jublex can't move between the two of us. So just move him this way a little bit.
Like that?
Sure.
Or what?
That's fine.
No, I want to get him where you want.
Well, he's not big enough to get a hold of the flying dick. So I'm just like physically trying to get him in between other characters.
Fine. Okay.
And I guess that's the end of my turn.
Is Jublex looking bloodied yet, Jeff?
Oh, God, no.
Can he not attack and move?
It's not going to do
He anything. Doesn't physically do any damage to Jublex.
Do you not have a spell in him?
Yeah, that's what I was...
We didn't say that I had one in him.
Nope.
Okay. Do you... Never mind.
Do you have a little spell in you? Do you want one? It's the new pickup line. Whose turn is it?
Yours.
You moved Nexus and that fucked me up. But we'll still try it.
Yeah, see. The only way he'd have one in is if Jeff let me retcon me putting one in him before our
not rest. In the middle of combat, I'm not.
Yeah.
He gave us 2 chances to prep. I don't blame him.
No, he did, and I completely forgot about it as soon as we got into combat. Or I remembered it when we got into combat.
Wait, do you not get half on enough success? Fuck it. We'll throw some magic missiles at it.
At what?
At the ooze.
Okay.
Can throw it a little higher. Let's throw it at a... Let's see. You start with 3, is that right?
Correct.
It's 1 dart per level. We'll throw it at 4th level. So it should be 6 darts, is that correct?
64 plus 6.
Cool. Try to do something to it. I don't have 64s, but we'll...
It sounded like a personal problem.
15, what, plus 6?
21.
Blackjack.
Okay.
If he's going to keep walking towards me, I'm going to keep backing up.
On who?
Jublex.
You want me to move you?
Yes.
Where?
I guess that direction. As long as he's still within, like, 60 feet of me, I'm good. I can only move 30 feet anyway, so.
Okay, well.
Just, essentially, I'm off the board at 30 feet further than I was. I'm trying not to get killed.
Okay. Jublex's turn. Recharge.
Go fuck yourself, Jack.
I'm starting to think that my thought was our only chance at this.
We just need to output more damage per turn.
Still within 60 feet. Lucas, make a dex save.
You prick.
I'm within 60 feet of where I was.
You moved 30 feet off the map.
Yeah.
You want to stay within...
You're 25 feet from here.
You want to stay within 60 feet of Jublex, right?
That is true. I did say
you're within 60 feet of Jublex.
I did say that. Sorry, what save?
Dex.
You would like to... Well, yeah, you should probably make this. Would be ideal.
Just so you know, you are on the complete opposite side of the map for me to try and come raise you.
Yep.
Okay, just wanted to make sure you were aware.
It's fine.
Nope.
Jesus.
Are you wearing anything metal?
No.
Carrying anything metal?
No. I'm a caster.
68 points of damage.
I mean, we're probably talking, you could be up there.
18, is this thing a spell?
25.
Hang on, is he casting? He's not casting a spell, though, is he?
No, it's an action.
Silver spell.
It's his fucking, he's got...
It's like a breath weapon.
Yeah.
It's a one-person breath weapon.
He just spits at you.
He spits a fuck ton of acid, which I bet is like 8d8. 8d10. I'm not paying attention to what he's rolling, so I don't know too much. 10d10.
Shut up! I'm trying to think.
3. 7.
16. 12.
Negative 1.
It's 56 points of acid damage.
Still up.
Dun 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 dun.
56?
56.
Cool. Did he take moonbeam damage for the start of his turn?
No, he hasn't.
Con save, please.
5, 6. Oops, yeah. Right there. Con save.
Yep.
That's only a 14.
It's a fail.
Give him that sweet, sweet radiant damage.
Damn. That is a nice one.
Like... My wife, for being a pacifist in D&D, she just had a druid who had moonbeam, and apparently in the party just fucking nuked everything. Like, she just put it on there until it burninated to death and then moved it around. She's like, oh, I like
30
that.
30 points of damage.
Radiant, not that I don't think it matters.
Damage. As long as it's magic damage.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, really?
But Radiant's a good one.
Cool.
Jublex is done for right now.
Just moving.
No, he did the...
Oh, he did the spit thing.
The eject slime. Troy, you're up.
Can I please have a dex save from both of your fuckers?
Nexus. Yeah. Jublex. Much better.
What was it?
19.
19 will succeed.
Nexus failed.
Chain lightning.
Ooh, nice.
Unlimited power. You know what you might consider for the shield guardian?
What?
You might consider putting a healing spell in it.
Yeah, I know.
Then it could run over and heal Lucas on the other side of the map.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm at 18, yeah.
Oh, well, I can't do it now.
A metabot.
I'm just letting
you know. You know, right?
46 lightning damage for hole, so 23 half.
23 to Jublex.
What
and you see, Nexus throw his arms up in front of him, and ice forms over his body, and it looks like the lightning just chews away at the ice.
Spell like a shield spell.
Is that a form of shield or something?
It is one of his invocations.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Even after the lightning is done, the ice stays for right now.
Can I please have a dex save from the Jublex?
For what?
His dragon.
My dragon.
Dragon.
Jagoff.
Dragon. Dex save? It sucks.
I mean, he's a giant bowl of pudding.
Yes. Oh, I found somebody who ran this on... There's a whole group for DMs of this on Facebook. And one of the guys put his character tokens on there. The Pudding King is Bill Cosby.
Nice. Nice.
Also kind of wrong.
Yeah, but... Have you listened to this show before?
Did he use sleep?
No.
Sorry. Too soon.
8 points of
radiant damage.
Oh,
you said silver dragon, didn't you?
You said metallic.
Some metallic. I didn't.
What
say
kind of metallic? Kind
of, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't.
It definitely does.
It's chromatic.
Is there a fire or red?
Yes, for every one of the colored dragons, there. I shouldn't call them colored dragons.
Easy, Matt.
What? We got to separate them out now, Jeff? Defining them by scale color?
For every one
Jesus,
of the
Jerry Jones.
For every one of the chromatic dragons, there is a metallic counterpart.
Right.
So what kind of energy does it do?
Well, I'm trying to read the...
spell?
It doesn't specify, like, which... that.
It would specify some kind of an energy type.
Okay, so no. So, it's not a metallic dragon. It has resistance. No, that's okay. Resembles. It's weird.
I'm not even sure what spell this is.
It's from Fitzpins.
It's just his breath weapon.
She's a family of dragons.
Right.
Resembles a dragon.
Oh, that this hasn't has resistance to. Okay. That makes sense. So it's lightning.
Okay. And you said how much?
10.
10?
5.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Next. Actually, yes.
Okay.
That's what I was going to do.
Nexus is going to probably just do the same shit over and over and over again.
That seems accurate.
Yeah.
Toll the dead?
Oh, you know what I didn't do last time?
We don't care.
Yeah, well, I'll do it this time, so.
Why start now?
Because it's fun.
He's still way too excited.
Who am I going over? Or who am I going to hit? Kira's one, Nexus is two.
Am I anywhere within their Nexus's or his range at all? Remember, I'm 30 feet off the map.
17 times 5 is 85?
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes, you're within range. Because you gave Nexus Spell Sniper.
Yeah, I didn't know if you kept that or not.
Yep.
Real snipe Sally boys.
So we'll do one
snipes.
One for Jaren, two for Kira, three for Trogdor, and four for Ertland.
Trogdor! Those are a dragon.
It's two. It's going to Kira.
Bummer.
You didn't attack this round, did you?
Nope.
Okay, 21.
Why is it more if I didn't attack this round?
No, I don't get to roll twice.
Oh, I get what you're saying. I don't like numbers divisible by 7, Jeff.
It's too fucking bad. All
right.
Roll again, reaction.
17, 20.
He just countered it.
Huh? I didn't counter it. I'm rolling silvery barbs against you as a reaction.
Oh.
It's a first level spell.
When can you use that?
It's a reaction.
When you succeed on an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw.
Oh, okay.
So roll again to hit. Take the lure.
20 to hit.
Yeah. All right. Well, I can still... I'll give you advantage again, though.
I don't think I used the last one yet, but thank you.
Oh, that's true. You know what? I'll give it to Troy, then.
23 points of damage.
Troy, you have advantage.
Is that concentration?
Silvery barbs? No, it's a reaction.
That doesn't mean it's not concentration.
It is not concentration.
Okay. Just give a duration.
He has a minute to use his thing, and then it disappears.
And it doesn't say anything about concentration.
Nope.
Cool.
Did concentration spells, I keep okay, casting, 12. You keep succeeding so you get blown on saving throws for, so.
Prick.
I need to roll to attack.
Drive, man.
Do any of the others get disadvantage or anything like that?
No.
From
no.
Silvery barbs?
No.
Nope.
It's a 19 on the die.
What are you doing?
There's three rays for Eldritch Blast.
Got ya.
11, 19... 24 points of damage.
You going back at me again? What did I do to you?
All three are going at you.
That's what I... Is that what you rolled? Oh, yeah. Never mind.
You get blown back again.
I did give him that. I thought it was actually pretty fun.
And miss on the last
one. At the time. It's not as fun now.
You pleased with yourself?
No, I'm laughing at him. It's not as fun now.
That is working against
you. Especially because I never saw you use that once.
Yeah, no, when you hit Spice, it automatically pushes him back.
No, you didn't have that one.
I swear I did.
No, you had
I thought it was one specific spell. One. I thought I had a spell that pushed you back when I hit. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I swear
it was when the ice knife exploded. What didn't that concuss?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's that on?
It is...
Is it Ertland?
No, it's Grady.
Oh.
So how far away am I now, Jeff? Since
you're
just pushed me off the map.
20 feet back from here.
I can move 40 feet so I can get in range of Jublex.
20. 1, 2, 3.
That's fine.
Cool.
All right. Fucker.
You have advantage.
Huh?
You have advantage.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you don't need to give to get. Or get to give.
It's for one attack.
That's for one attack, though.
Right. Still.
The thing is, he's hit me really easy. And the radiant damage I think is being annoying, which I think is Jeff is occasionally subtly targeting me. What do I want to do? I want to give to get because I want to do -5 to get the +10 on the radiant damage. Two attacks. You all right with that, Jeff?
Two attacks, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in Jublex's threat range already, right?
Yes. Well, you're on the line.
You're on
are
a
you
line.
Here or here?
I don't know. You put me there.
Then yes. Yes, you are.
See what happened?
Answer the fucking question, man.
I can't even
That's
see
That's a nat
it.
20 on the roll.
Nice.
So...
What do I do? Roll damage twice?
Yep.
Damage twice, modifier once.
Do you get a card on that for attacking? Or is that only for skill checks?
Only for skills and saves.
Yep. Can you use a die so I can move?
Probably can.
Yep, you would double the die, too.
I would double the...
You double all damage dice.
Oh, nice.
Provided it adds extra damage.
Yes. It does add extra damage. Schroeder, you can move...
Half my movement speed.
Yeah, I think it's half your movement speed for one of my D8s. I think.
What is that, Battlemaster or something?
It is maneuvering attack. It's from the... it's from the Battlemaster
okay.
stuff.
I couldn't remember
and
the name
I
of it.
Think it's currently a D8, so I roll another 2D8 on the damage.
Yep.
And this is all radiant. Thirty-two points of radiant damage on the first attack.
That's a pretty decent hit.
I rolled kind of shit.
Are you going to move him? Are you moving?
Yeah, you've got 15 feet.
Move me 15 feet towards Kira.
Do it again. That one's pretty bad. I'm going to imagine that doesn't hit, so I'm not even going to talk about it. It's like a 14 to hit.
Okay. Did you... Reckless?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I have what, a bonus attack left?
Yeah, you moved and you have a bonus action left.
Action surge, that bitch.
Oh, you did.
Oh, I thought.
Yep.
Oh, you did.
I used it already.
trying to think. I know I can use that for the fucking Polar Master, which is just dumb. It's not going to matter. Magic action.
I'll hold the bonus action. I don't think I'm going to use it for anything else, but I'll hold the bonus action.
You should read Great Weapon Master.
I guess I did score a crit, didn't I?
You did score a crit.
I didn't think about that. Thank you. I get an extra attack.
Yeah, with Great Weapon Master, when you score a crit or drop a creature to 0 points, as a bonus action, you get one free attack.
Got ya.
Which I'll continue to do the same.
Yep.
It's 11. That's...
It's plus 10.
21 minus 5, 16 is still probably not enough to hit, is it? Okay. Okay.
Schroeder.
Move me 5 feet towards Grady. Casting Cure Wounds at a 5th level. So 5d8.
I've only got 4 in my hand. I'll have to roll another one.
So it's 27 plus... It's 30. 30 plus modifier. It's modifier once, right? Not a modifier on each die.
Correct.
So 35.
Okay.
That's
pretty good. Just keep it on the calculator, because if you continue to, you know, slap me around, I might as well just keep it right there.
Go ahead and move the moonbeam on top of Jublex.
Oh.
And then move the shield guardian. I want him to just work his way around Jublex towards the spellcaster. What?
Around this way?
I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
I'm on this side. Box him in.
Okay. Then he'll move around this other side.
How far?
Go ahead, Troy. I can't see. He's just 30 feet movement.
He can move double if he's not going to attack.
True.
Nope, that's 6.
Move double all the way around the backside. 7. So he can't back up. That's good. That work? Okay. I cast it. I don't have any bonus action cantrips besides Spare the Dying, so. Shillelagh.
You're going to cast Shillelagh?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Shillelagh concentration.
Oh, is... No. Is it? No, it's not. It's not concentration.
Lucas.
No. Kill something.
Well, I was gonna move your dude there.
Who?
He can take a lot of damage.
The shield guardian?
Yeah.
Light his bitch ass up. He has more health than anybody else on our team, and he heals 10 so every round.
He is not bothered.
Yeah.
When he attacked earlier, did his ice drop?
The ice dropped at the beginning of his turn.
Okay. I need con saves from both of them.
For what?
Con saves from both
for
of
what?
Them. For a spell that I cast.
Yeah, I know.
It's called Nanner Nanner Boo Boo. Go stick your head in doo doo.
I'm gonna use the restroom.
I don't remember his con being that good, but
no, it's only 15 for Nexus and 18 for Jublex.
Okay, so you'll still take half for Jublex, and I'm gonna use one of my power surges to add 5 force damage at the end of the spell because it's half my wizard level.
What is it?
It is called Circle of Death.
Sure. Oh,
I mean, I don't know what it is, but it sounds promising.
It's a 6th-level spell. It's my only 6th-level slot. And
you have 1 6th-level slot, and you chose a spell called Circle of Death.
Yep, why not? And it is 8d6 necrotic. Half for Jublex, I guess.
Half for Nexus, too.
What?
Because he's undead?
He's resistant to necrotic.
Oh. God
damn it.
You all right?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Don't fucking worry about it.
Just shit all over something he wanted to do.
I mean, not really, but, like, he seems to have all the resistances in the world, and whatever ones he doesn't have, he has.
It's 29 total plus the 5 force.
So 5 force would not be halved. You'd be
five force would
29.
Not be halved.
So 14 halved. 14
yes.
plus the 5 force.
So 19. I don't know if they would have resistance to either, or if they would have resistance to the 5 force or not.
So he uses one of my power surges.
Oof.
Which I believe you have war magic as well?
It is unfortunate to throw a 6th level spell and get that caster. Result. Action economy not in our favor there.
Oh, never mind. That is a different thing. Warcaster is a different thing.
Okay, we're going to wait for him to
get it was worth a shot.
Oh.
Like, I'm not, I'm, there's no way I would have known. Nope.
Go fuck your D6. Because that will fuck us. That is a nasty.
It really is.
Nasty fucking piece of work.
And move me another 30 feet back. I got spell sniper, so I can throw it further. I forgot that earlier. That fucked me.
You know, that spell sniper only counts for stuff that has an attack roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
That spell had 150 foot range on it. That one was fine.
Okay.
Ba-na-na-na. I say we'll really know what's going on in this combat either this round or next round.
I was waiting for you.
So then it's a me, I assume?
Actually, at the end of Lucas's turn, he's going to take one swing. He'll do one at Grady. And miss. 16?
No.
No, yours is 18. 16
won't hit.
Okay. On his turn...
you should have rolled second die.
Con then. Save?
Nope.
Okay. We're playing fairies.
It's a 17?
It meets, so then it's...
Okay, that saves. Half damage.
Yeah. Twenty-nine, so 14.
Still not bad. Still not bad.
Not for ongoing damage. That ain't
bad at all. Not at all.
Three attacks coming your way, Ertland. I never get to attack you.
Why do you never get to attack me?
Damn. 30, 30, and 33.
Motherfucker.
You know goddamn good and well.
How about you just hold on here?
Yeah, you'll get one attack. There was what?
And what do you mean?
I get a reaction and I get an op attack.
No.
Sentinel.
No, you get a reaction. You won't get more than one attack.
Yeah, an op attack is a reaction attack.
What do you mean you don't get to ever attack me? You focus me with the beholder half the time to keep me from doing anything.
Yeah, but I never get to run up and wail on you.
Does any of that stuff carry over, or is it just a straight attack?
What are you talking about?
My op attack.
You have advantage, and you can decide whether or not you want to take the -5.
Yeah.
You are going to take it.
Yeah. That's a 27, -5 is a 22.
That'll hit.
So that's... D10 plus 18 radiant damage.
Correct.
24 radiant damage on that opportunity attack. Its movement speed is also 0.
That's fine. One swipe is 36 points of damage.
A question.
Can I use my battle master on an opportunity attack?
Yes.
So I could maneuver Schroeder out of this attack?
No, the attacks are already going off. You don't get to interrupt them. You don't get to stop them.
I am annoyed at that, but okay.
In the action economy, the triggering action takes place.
I understand that. I understand that.
And then you can maneuver him away.
I understand that. I'm trying to take away your fun, Jeff.
You can't.
So he can move me away after the first triggered action, since...
No, it's one action.
I know. There's a good chance I'll go down here. 19.
You been hit yet?
No, but if he rolls three times just like he just did, I'll go down.
Yeah, 36, that's likely a third of or more of everybody's hit points.
That's a third of my hit points.
19, 24, 31.
I don't have that many hit points.
I don't. It's just because I cut the damage in half.
29.
I'm down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
Because you just did 36, 67.
Your movement is 0.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
36, 67, 87.
Okay, no, it's killed, not dropped to 0. You're good.
Yeah, you did. I have 92. And you did 96 damage.
Nice. Troy, you're up.
Moonbeam goes away.
Yep. Yeah.
Frick.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, you went down doing what the cleric's supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You did give me an op attack for another, like, 30 points of radiant damage, too. I don't know how it looks, but yeah, I don't feel like we've done enough. I feel like we've done a decent bit, but I don't feel like we've done enough.
He is beyond bloodied.
I'm shocked. I figured we were ballpark bloodied.
Jublex is beyond bloodied?
I figured
not by a whole lot.
What about that fucker?
He has taken one hit
from me.
Sorry. It's just real fucking frustrating.
What is?
Figuring out what to hit you with.
This is why that 6-second rule is kind of trash.
For us. Fireball.
Where at?
To hit both of them.
Yes, where?
In the middle somewhere.
An appropriate space. Let's just move on.
One failed save.
Where it doesn't hit my companions, which is an obvious statement I shouldn't have to make.
Aim it 15 feet up.
Yeah, you could do that.
Don't be a prick. It's easy enough for him to aim it 10 feet above the ground, and it won't deck hit saves. Anybody else. Good luck for both of those fuckers, Megan Dex.
I know.
Jublex failed. Nexus failed.
Burn an 8.
Yeah, but I think he's got fire resistance, too, so... Fucking
well, but positive damage is better than not.
I know.
I would agree, but
ooh,
just,
some good rolls,
just roll well.
18, 28, 34, 37.
Yeah.
37, you said?
Yeah. I was going to do Blight, but if he's resistant to necrotic, like, it's just a...
Yeah, he's taking half either way.
So one of them's taking half on either attack, I guess.
Basically.
Just standard.
Okay.
Dragon. Yeah. Dragon.
Swipe or no swipey. What's my 26?
Yeah, that'll hit. What are you hitting with?
Claws.
Does its physical attacks count as magical?
Probably. Yes. It's a fucking dragon. What do you mean?
I mean, it'll have an ability that says magical attacks. That says its attacks count as magic.
Unless it's part of the spell. I'm not sure, man.
Nope. Hit is 1d6 plus 4 plus the spell level's piercing damage. So, it is piercing damage.
Okay.
So it does nothing then?
Nope, he's immune to it.
Then I'll do my breath weapon.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, he does.
He's immune to bludgeoning, slashing, and piercing damage.
He does both.
From non-magical weapons.
Correct.
Dex save.
It's a 13.
So it fails, so it's going to take 8.
So he takes 4?
Yep.
Depending on that angle, how far away is the dragon from the wizard?
It's not... Well, that's the thing. This thing's only 15 feet across, but we got a 20-foot thing here, so I don't... Either way.
I've just been playing him as 20.
I say the breath weapon's a 30-foot cone, so it depends on what way he angles it, but I can't tell if that would be close enough if he angled it to the side and upwards if he would hit him or not.
Nope. That's 30 feet.
I say I can't count it from here, so...
Yep.
Just checking, trying to get you a little extra damage.
Well, again, we're counting the monster a size bigger than it should be, so... Well,
it doesn't matter. That's still 30 feet from your creature.
Right. But if he's sitting here...
Then that would be 30 feet.
Because it's only supposed to be 15 feet across.
Then it'd still be 5 feet short.
Okay.
That will be Nexus's turn. Nexus is going to throw a fireball.
No, he's not. I'll counterspell.
Okay. He'll counter your counterspell.
Counterspell.
Can't triple stamp a double stamp, Lloyd. Even if he counters my counterspell... Then he's already not. Can't do both.
What do you mean?
I don't understand.
Yeah, you can do both.
I'm just trying to fight you. Trying to fight you.
Unless you're going to up your spell, you will have to roll against it. Because his counter spell is a 5th level.
What is he using to pop off the counter spell?
What do you mean? His reaction?
Counter spell is just a reaction straight up.
How's he casting two leveled spells?
It's a reaction. Reactions don't work that way.
It's the same conversation I had when I asked about silvery barbs earlier.
It's only bonus action.
It's just like if it didn't happen on your turn. It's the same. It's the same thing.
Yep.
I got to roll.
Are you casting it at a third level?
If you upped your level, then it could automatically.
True. If you go up to fifth, it'll be an automatic. Anything below that, you'll have to roll.
I have a fifth. It doesn't matter how much lower. Like, if I went to fourth, it doesn't make it a better save to me?
No. No, okay. It doesn't.
You have to roll, like, a 13?
I'm not sure. What is the...
It's 10 plus the spell level.
So 15.
Yeah, you'd have to roll 15.
No.
You have advantage.
Hmm? Oh, that's right. I don't have advantage.
That's not at a... That's not... what does it call the roll?
Unless I'm mistaken. Hang on.
Just...
Is it an ability check?
Ability check, saving throw,
make an ability
or,
check
or attack.
Using your spell
there you go.
Ability.
That will count.
Come on, die.
Oh, yeah. There
give
you go.
Me
you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks, Troy.
Kill a fucking angel.
Weird. Had both of those in there?
Wow, you can kill a...
Kill the demon lord and an angel. This guy. Hey, let's get his wings. We need wings from an angel. Or feathers from an angel.
So nothing happens.
So,
pew, pew, fireball. Pew, pew. Counterspell. Counterspell. Counterspell.
At the end of next turn, Jublex is going to take a swing at Kira. Did you reckless? I think you did.
He hasn't...
On his last turn, yeah. Did you reckless?
Yes. Yep.
So 24 to hit.
Yeah. I'm not going to make any stupid jokes anymore. It's past that time. It's getting down to nitty gritty time.
It's D6s. And 12. 19 points damage.
Nine.
Then it goes to Grady.
Bend down. Pop a healing potion off of Schroeder and pour it in his mouth.
Okay, that'll take your action.
Yeah, I know. But his action's after mine, so then he can disengage and get the hell away, and we have a cleric back up, theoretically.
Yeah.
So it takes my action. I still have a movement and bonus action, right?
Correct.
What's the standard?
2d4 plus 4. It's not snake eyes. It was 3 for the audience.
Just so Jeff doesn't will he be that big of a bitch? He might be.
I'm gonna use my bonus action to use my
I'll heal Schroeder.
How are you going to heal Schroeder?
I poured a potion in his mouth.
Oh.
I'm going to roll to hit him on a bonus action with my polearm master.
Okay. You can only do that after you've attacked.
He attacked Schroeder with a healing potion.
Then he can make a bonus action attack against Schroeder.
He just slams the potion into my mouth, breaking the fucking thing.
Is that the way that works? This sheet's not very descriptive. It's unfortunate. I was going to try and get you something else, Schroeder, but if Jeff is correct... I'm dead.
I think I'm right.
You're trying to get me free movement away.
Yep. You can crawl on your knees if you have to, but it would get you disengaged without using disengage. It's worth looking up. Yes, Jeff's correct. Okay, go on. I'm done.
Okay.
Your turn, Schroeder.
Yes, it is Schroeder's turn. Sorry, I just had to look up
Should
a spell.
I disengage or just heal?
I mean, if Jeff chooses to hit you, you go down.
Yeah.
Tactically speaking, getting out of the way is better. Definitely. I have now taken enough damage to kill any one of you probably twice.
Yeah. Then I guess I'll disengage.
Do you have a bonus that heals by chance?
No, I don't.
If you disengage and move that way, you're...
Schroeder, make a con save.
I need to make a con save?
You do.
For disengaging?
You're within 10 feet of Jublex.
I kind of thought you'd forgotten about that.
I've been forgetting to make sure that you rolled disadvantage.
He cleaned himself off, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just the persistent effect that he should have been having me roll every time.
Yep.
He's not been doing. But I have been bobbing in and out. I think you've only actually missed one, maybe two.
Fuck. Failed.
You are poisoned.
Just disengage.
Yeah, I mean, I'm disengaging anyway.
Sort of melee attacks him.
I felt like I was immune.
Good.
But maybe I'm just wrong. I thought there was a turtle thing that made me immune to poison. Or it gave me resistance to poison. I don't know.
Jeff still looks not too pleased with himself.
No.
What's poison do to me?
Disadvantage on attacks and...
I think it's ability checks.
Is what yeah, I think so.
Ability, ability?
Attacks and ability checks. It might be saving throws. I'm not sure. Lucas, you're up.
No, he's not.
Oh.
All I did was disengage. That's just one action, right?
That's an action and a move.
Uses your entire action.
I have a bonus action to cast spiritual weapon, right?
Sure.
Yeah, you sure do.
Yeah.
So do that
go ahead and pop a spiritual weapon up there.
Okay.
Put it in between the flying dick and Jublex. I'll attack Jublex with it.
Attack rolls and ability checks.
Yeah.
Just throw a random die out.
So I get a disadvantage on this attack roll.
Correct.
Well, it can't be much worse.
Yeah.
And where are you moving?
Which direction did you say you...
I would go that way.
Go this way.
The spiritual weapon has disadvantage too?
Two, three.
Yeah. I mean, just get me the fuck away.
Technically, that's all the farther you can
go. Disengage, yeah. you just stand.
No,
he had to stand up, which is half his movement.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yes, the spiritual weapon would have disadvantage. It's still an attack roll made by him.
Correct.
Yeah. And since you moved out, the poison lasts until the start of your next turn.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay.
So then the start of my next turn is just gone?
Yeah.
Okay. And I only rolled a 14.
Okay.
So it's a miss.
Now me?
Yeah, now you.
Fireball. I might have a higher slot, actually.
Fireball sounds nice. If you roll well.
Yeah.
Unless you have radiant damage.
We'll throw it at fourth. Which increases by a D6, so it should be 96 fire damage. Dex saves from those two. Sorry.
Jublex got a 19. Nexus got a... Let me check.
How did News get a 19?
He rolled a 19.
Oh. Well...
Nexus got a 17.
So you're just both taking half anyway. Damage is damage.
And I'm taking another half of that.
Yep.
Unfortunate. It's a couple of dick overs for action economy for Lucas.
29 halved and halved probably again.
Correct.
29 is halved?
29 is the whole.
29 is the whole.
Yeah. I rolled like almost all threes.
If you'd rolled all threes, it would have been 27.
It's quite a few threes.
Yep. That's anything else? Not great.
Does necrotic damage hurt Jublex?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, it hurts. I think he's just got resistance.
Okay. No,
he doesn't. He doesn't? When he did Circle of Death, Jeff cut some stuff in half.
He cut it from
Nexus.
Okay.
Nope. Just move forward.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na.
I got nothing.
Na 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 Troy. Na na na.
I think it's.
Jublex going between two of you. I thought he went after you.
No, I thought Wizard fuck or went.
Between six sections, Jeff. 5, 4.
What's
three.
That? I'm sorry.
Lucas is done. Whose turn is it?
Oh, that would be Jublex. At the end of Lucas's turn, Jublex will take a swing at Kira.
No, he won't.
Why not?
Because I don't want him to.
Oh.
She ducked.
You don't get advantage.
You didn't attack with advantage?
No, I healed Schroeder.
He didn't do any attacks else.
Right? That's right. So you lost your rage.
No, I didn't, because I'm getting attacked now.
Same round. No, yeah. I'm the starter
if
round.
If you attack or get attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here you go, attacking me.
That'll hit.
Here I go, taking damage. The rage I have not been wrong about so far.
24 points of damage. And Jublex will... I guess he can't really move.
Nope.
He can move 5 feet this way. Your shield guardian can take an attack of opportunity if it wants.
Spit on him.
Throw himself inside Jublex.
Ooh, there you go. Start tearing it from inside out.
Which would
be helpful. It worked for Kira once.
It dives inside and self-destructs.
Yeah.
It's an option.
I guess it's going to have to hit Kira.
Going to have to?
Get hit by
well,
a dragon
we,
right
we've
there.
We pinned it in, so there's not much else it can do.
Yep.
Jeff wants to deal out punishment.
There's two other things you can hit standing there. Just saying.
It's a miss on the first.
And a miss on the second.
No, it's a hit on the second. That's
I don't think
23.
So.
Or this first.
And a hit on the third.
On the third?
Yeah. It's gotten three attacks every round, yes.
Well, I choose to reject that.
16, 23 on the first. Yeah. And 16 on the second.
Ha ha! I may survive the next round.
Oh. It recharged. I won't get to use it this round because I already attacked.
I was really hoping you were going to forget about it.
Goes to Troy.
Con saves from both, please.
Con!
Nexus. Fail.
That also looks
Jublex,
bad.
Jublex is just going to succeed.
He used his legendary action again.
Yeah.
He's got... That's two out
that's
of three.
Two.
Battle of Attrition, man. Welcome to mid to high level D&D.
Mid. We suck, by
so
the way.
So they'll both take half.
No, Nexus failed.
He'll take half.
Well, let Jeff decide that.
It's necrotic.
It's necrotic, it's half, yeah.
Let Jeff decide that.
Good roll.
It's big numbers.
Let's roll from
big numbers
over here. 17, 18,
22. 32, 37, necrotic.
Prime numbers don't get half. Did you know that, Jeff?
So 18?
Yeah.
Half?
Yeah.
18 would be half. And don't forget your dragon.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you're doing?
Stealing yoo-hoos.
Okay.
It's fucking what time of night? My son's getting
almost
a yoo-hoo. Let's say it's 11:15.
Oh, from Jublex?
The glob.
Fail.
6 fur damage.
Ride the lightning.
Or lightning damage. Whatever. Either way, it's halved.
Yep. Anything else?
Yes. Jublex is dead.
It's a good try.
I agree.
We're lasting longer than I expected.
At the end of your turn, Jublex is going to make another attack at Kira.
Is that another legendary action?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He recharged.
No, that's not that one's not a legendary action.
Yeah, this is a legendary action. Legendary resistance is a different ability.
Then where's the attack on everybody's turns? Is that another legendary action then?
Yeah, that's legendary action. He can either cast Acid Splash, he can make an attack, or he can do...
I wonder how many he has per turn.
Corrupting Touch. 3 per round, but okay. They just reset on his turn.
Okay. No, I'm following you now. The reset,
so
I gotcha. Yeah, yeah. No, I was counting that you were done already, but I get what you're saying now. Go ahead. You're fine. I'm following. I don't think you're cheating.
You haven't attacked, right?
I do.
Nope. Still haven't gotten to my turn to attack yet.
20 to hit.
Are you sure? Can you check again? You had to look at that real hard, old man.
Yeah, they're...
Get some better... Here, you want to roll this die? Can you read that one?
The rest of the faces are fine. It's just that one face is really dark. Yes, I can read that one. I don't even have to...
Yeah, I know.
Look through the other lens.
You motherfuckers need to get dice that you can read.
21, water. 21 points of damage.
It's 10.
It is 10 for you. Wait, Troy that, just went?
Yep.
So, Nexus.
Killed you 3 times over.
That's 18 hit points for a few rounds.
You're going to continue to sit there,
yep.
Too.
That's why I backed the fuck away.
Lucas, we'll go for you.
Wait, whose action is it?
Yeah.
Is it Nexus?
Nexus.
Oh, okay.
What is he? Is he
Eldritch Blast.
Oh. He does have Spell Sniper.
He does.
Lucas.
Am I supposed to roll something for this?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No. What are you doing?
I'm asking, am I supposed to
No, I got to roll to hit.
It's Eldritch Blast. Do you know what Eldritch Blast is?
Yeah.
Former Warlock?
17
that was like
hit?
4 years ago, and I forget how it works, and I'm really tired. Sorry, what?
The 17 hit.
Yeah.
Your AC.
But
shield?
Yeah, with shield it won't. So I'll pop shield.
So what does that make your AC?
21.
Well, it's actually 20. No.
20?
What's your AC now?
21, sorry.
Okay.
Because cool. I'm at, yeah.
You stop him.
No, it is 20. 20 total. 20 total.
The high one was 20, so.
Okay. I still stopped it, right? Defense it? Just defend?
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Anything else stupid he can do?
So tired. I win. That's all that matters. Mauls out spells.
You're fighting a god, Ray.
I'm crossing the streams. Fuck it.
How many slots do you have?
What if you... He will activate the ability of his item, and that will be the end of his turn.
Which does what?
Nothing you need to worry about right now.
No, I am somewhat worried. What does he do, Jeff? We can see him.
He's been aiming this rod to fire his Eldritch Blast. He pulls the rod up and, like, speaks a word to it.
Cool.
I cast Silence.
Grady.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
That's actually a really good idea.
Actually, at the end of Nexus's turn, Jublex will do one attack at Kira.
You're that worried about it?
What?
Go on.
I thought he...
What?
Just kill him.
He gets three legendary actions.
I thought he's already done three.
No, he resets it on his turn.
Right.
Come on. No, this will be the third Jublex. Attack against me.
I understand.
That's why I'm calling him a coward.
Got you.
He's already done... He's already attacked
You're the only one he can...
That's not true. There's a dragon right there.
A dragon and
I'm
that
not
thing.
Worried about a summoned creature that can barely hurt me.
Yeah. Coward. 1v1 me, bro.
17 points of damage.
Eight.
No, because that's only been two rounds or two turns since Jublex's. One after yours and one after
It's time
Texas's.
For my great weapon master
it
and
is.
To own you. That's
Go
what
for
it's
it.
Time for.
Do it then.
Nat 20. No, that doesn't hit.
What'd you roll?
2 sevens. Not even going to be close to enough.
Take them both.
Hey, fuck off. Piece of shit.
Is mine better?
Yeah.
Well, the hard part is that, okay, let me think for a second. See, that makes my roll currently is 17 minus 5 is 12. What do I need to hit his AC?
You need 6 more.
Okay.
At least.
Using the D10?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's another 3.
So you got 2 more cards there.
You guys are really banking on this being great, right?
Your attacks are doing the most effect on him.
They are.
I have no radiant damage spells.
So what are you up to?
That was 3, so that's 15.
15. I'm adding another D8. That's 21.
That'll hit.
That should be enough. Okay. So, since we blew all that, so that's...
It's not going to kill him.
Oh, God, no.
I didn't think so, but again, her hits are most effective. So.
Yeah, they are going through.
18, plus I'll use one of the D8s because I'm going down here soon. So 18 plus a D10 plus a D8. Would anybody like to maneuver? You can get 15 points of movement.
How close am I to you? I can't tell from here.
So 15. 18 plus this mess. 18.
10, actually.
18 plus 12, so that's 30 radiant damage from Dawnbringer. I will take my second attack.
You're getting there.
I'm chopping it down, Jeff. That ain't gonna be enough. No, that's real shit rolls.
You got one more card.
It's not gonna be enough. I've rolled that D. I've rolled both of these D20s now 4 or 5 times in a row, and I've yet to roll a double digit.
Okay. Schroeder, you're up.
Okay, I'm gonna use my symbiotic entity. So, which uses an action and a use of wild shape.
Yep.
4 times druid level in temp hit points.
Yep.
In temporary hit points. So, that's 36 because I'm a 9th level druid. Okay. Should I move into you to heal you next turn?
The next time Jeff attacks, there's about a 40% chance I'm going down. So whatever you want to do.
Yeah, might as well. I'll hold where I'm at. And then I'll attack with my spiritual weapon.
He's recharged that Dublex. Shit, so at any point he can fucking own somebody.
And now I'm clean, right? Because it's the start of my next turn?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. 17.
That'll miss.
Yep.
Lucas.
Oh, yeah. You can do that.
Okay.
I'll hand this to you, and I'll hit him. Right?
What's the plus?
What's...
Oh, yeah, you rolled a 17. You're only one away.
Yeah. So it's a D8. It's an 8 plus my wisdom modifier, right? Or no.
Yes.
Yeah. So 13.
He's looking rough. Lucas. Actually, before Lucas's turn, he'll take his last legendary action.
Mm-hmm. I just imagine Kira with blood just pouring out of her face.
Oh, no. Acid.
No, I am going to have to hold on. You attacked him with one. You denied my roll with two, and you attacked again for three.
Denied your roll with two. What do you mean?
No,
legendary action and legendary whatever.
And the legendary resistance.
Legendary actions and legendary resistances are two different things.
I was wondering why you were getting confused, and that's why.
Yep. One more attack at Kira.
Blood rolling down her face.
Acid burns.
No. Just like fucking Rorschach. Bring it, bitch.
There you go. That's 31.
Bring it.
4d6. Plus 7 is 19 points of damage.
8. Still standing, fucker.
9.
Nice try, Troy. We're going to say that it's what it was.
Still standing, fucker.
Jeff's not that tired yet. Troy, or Lucas, you're up.
Oh, I'd like to go, sure.
I think if I move, I realize I've moved one more time since I've been off the map, but if I move up 30 feet, I should be within 90, I believe.
You're already within 90.
Oh, no, he's kept running away.
Remember, this is Lucas, he runs away. All right.
Well, he learned from the last battle. Now he wants to be as far from combat as possible.
You mean int save for Jublex, then?
Feel like it's a
right off of the 18. It's only a 9, but he'll pass. That's 3.
Yep. Half damage or just nothing?
This doesn't say half damage actually.
So probably nothing then.
A failed save, 3d6. Yeah, no, there is no half damage on this one, unfortunately.
What is it?
Oh, I'm not reading that.
It's Tasha's Mind Whip.
Oh.
That's a low level spell, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. Pass.
Congrats. Anything else?
You passed. You passed my test. I was testing you.
Anything else?
But that's your last resistance thing, right?
It is.
Was it oral or written?
No, it's gone.
It's gone?
Yeah. He only has 3 resistances
total. Yep. 3 times when Jublex can decide to pass save that he's failed.
Strahd had shit like that, too. Yeah. It's like end of game type bosses.
Whoever's next can go.
That will be Jublex.
Not much I can do about it.
Do it, you bitch. Fucking do it already.
Okay. Do it!
Again, like Rorschach.
Yeah.
Dex save.
Just do
you
it.
You bitch.
Advantage.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking good. That's 2 16s. 19.
Fail.
Not gonna matter anyway. You probably do half damage anyway, don't you?
Yeah, you're gonna take half damage.
Well, what I'm saying is, even if I passed, I'd probably take half damage.
You're down.
Nine, like the two, end of one. Fucking Platoon. I throw myself in front of Ertlan.
It's getting dark.
Oh, no, I don't get time to say that. It's getting dark real fast.
70.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. 35.
Mm-hmm. He's down.
He's down.
I wasn't going to tell him that. He can figure it out in a little bit. Oh, yeah. No, I'm down.
Okay.
I would be interested to see how much damage I soaked. It's got to be over 300.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Troy, you're up.
Kill it!
You can't forcefully succeed a thing now.
It's funny, since he hasn't been taking radiant damage, he looks better.
Yeah. He's only not taking radiant damage, just...
Two rounds.
I dealt some to him last round.
Yeah.
I've been down for like 5 seconds.
He just attacked him last round.
Oh, no, it was two rounds ago where you healed him instead. There Correct. Was two rounds where he's healed.
It's Int save, please.
Int save?
Yeah.
On Jublex?
Yes.
19.
Fuck you.
How? I was only down for a round.
What? He healed you one round. He didn't deal damage. No, he did deal damage last round. Okay.
Because, I was say, because he took damage from my moonbeam before I went down at the start of his turn. The round he healed me.
Okay.
So 24. You take half. He shouldn't have healed at all. 12. Did you hear me, Jeff?
Anything else? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure. I'm just saying he shouldn't have healed.
10 fire or lightning damage. Whatever. Take half of it.
You just might as well keep testing.
Anything else?
No.
At the end of your turn, Jublex is... Well, no, he can't move. Not yet. Troy, make a dex save.
Don't do it. Just don't.
Just don't bother. Single digit, so.
Okay.
Did you recharge?
No.
Oh.
No, legendary action. He can either cast Acid Splash or he can make an attack. Okay. So, 19 points of damage. Acid damage, if it matters. I don't think it's going to matter, but Constitution save with advantage.
What are you doing that for?
It's just about time to cut bait.
Oh.
Which is a shame because he's got to be close.
23. Oh, yeah, you're good. Nexus. God damn. 1, 2, 3. 3. Missed on all three.
Ooh.
Wah, 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 wah.
1, 1, 2.
I think we should get some red cards.
Ertland, make a dex save.
Why?
Acid splash.
Because he's just going to keep using his legendary action.
At least call fucking legendary action.
Yep. Legendary action.
I bet. 14.
16 points of damage.
Oh, you're wild shaped.
No, I'm not.
He's got temp.
It's just temp.
Oh.
Grady, dex or death save.
No, yeah. Nah, fucking toast.
15.
It's one pass.
Until he moves.
One more legendary action. Even odd. Even. Schroeder, dex save.
Fail.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-dum. 13 points of damage.
We gotta die somehow.
You said 13?
13.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My turn?
Yes.
Where are the micronids and their trebuchets?
I move up next to Kira.
Oh, that's a dumb move.
And I burn a 6th level cure wound.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And because I'm grave domain, it's maxed.
Yeah, because you're at zero.
So what's the total?
That's what, 53?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
And then bonus action, I'll attack with my spiritual weapon.
Go for it.
For an 18.
18 hits.
For 7 damage.
Dun, 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 dun.
Lucas.
Well?
Ask him for something with a save.
I mean, that was the plan.
Okay, blow him up. I don't know how many high-level slots
I've been waiting
left,
for him to not have his save.
Gotcha.
This whole game.
Well, cool. You waited long enough.
Con blow save from both of them, actually.
Con save from both of them.
Because they're close enough to each other for that.
I don't think it's going to matter for either one of them. Both fail.
Good. It's 4d10 radiant damage.
Do it.
Gonna do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Radiant damage this whole time?
Yeah, but he had the ability to block everything I was doing.
Right, but if you burn it earlier, then he doesn't have that ability.
Oh, we have so many slots, man. Where's my d10 box?
You have the same amount of slots as both of them.
Wow. Well, that's 29.
Nice.
And that's perfect. Nexus gets blown out of the sky.
Oh.
And that's perfect because it's right before Jubilex's next turn,
yes,
which means he will not heal.
You said 29 points?
Correct.
Yeah, because otherwise he would. Yeah, he's been healing. He will heal.
He'll heal every turn.
But now you can pop yours and hit him.
Unless he takes radiant damage.
Depends on what Jeff does now that I'm laying on the ground, but yes.
Yeah, Jubilex's turn.
But you're not dead.
No.
Hang on.
You healed me.
There's more to this. By the way, this is called Sickening Radiance. You also suffer a level of exhaustion and emits
he's immune to it.
Greenish light in a 5-foot radius. The light makes it impossible for the creature to benefit from being invisible. Not a problem. The light and any levels of exhaustion caused by the spell go away when the spell ends. This is concentration, by the way.
Oh.
Well, let me see that.
Concentration for what?
10 minutes.
But I mean, what are you concentrating on?
How long
exhausted.
Is exhaustion? Jublex is immune to exhaustion.
Oh.
So.
Gotcha. It's not a continuing damage every turn.
Right.
Okay, he's got Ertlan and Kira in range. So
it's starting its turn in there. It's going to take.
Oh, it's just like moon. It's just like
it's like moonbeam. If he starts his turn in it, he's going to take it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's starting.
So where
his turn.
Is it?
Well, it was between them because it's a 30-foot radius.
Oh, 30-foot radius? Jesus. Yeah. Does that affect everybody in it?
Just between them two, because that's what I. Yeah.
30-foot radius. That's 60 feet across, Lucas.
Let me see this.
It's the same deal with Fireball. We're placing these in where we know they go. So that doesn't hurt
our
people.
Bigger than a Fireball. It's
bigger than Fireball.
That's fine.
It's not fine. If it's every creature in the radius, it's not fine.
It's the same thing you said about your Fireball earlier. I'm placing it in an area where I know it's not going to hit my people. So let's just move forward. I'm dead fucking tired. He's starting this turn in it, so he's taking it again. Because technically he starts his turn in it.
Does it take all effect right. on the look at the spell. On the turn that hold it's on. Cast?
The spell's area for the first time it starts its turn there.
Yeah, so it hasn't.
That creature must succeed.
It takes.
So it would have been now anyway.
Right.
Gotcha.
It's not going to take it twice.
Cool.
2 at Kira, 1 at Ertlan.
I'm dropping, by the way.
I might too.
I doubt it. 1 from Kira is going to hit.
Oh, okay.
18?
No.
19. 26 points of damage.
So they take that full damage?
You do.
You should have hit me more than once.
Yeah, but I rolled a 1.
Sounds like somebody gets a red card.
2 on you, 1 on him.
Okay.
Why do you take the full damage this time?
He's not raging. He went down. He's not raging anymore.
Does that not? Don't we get a red card when he fails?
No.
Not on attack rolls.
Well, no, we don't get him anyway.
Troy, you're up.
Wisdom save, please.
Not good.
19.
Oh, fuck you!
I rolled a 14.
No, that's why I said.
Anything?
Jeff, no.
Jeff fucked up there, I think.
Why?
I'm prone.
I rolled a 1.
Should have rolled with advantage.
Oh, yeah, I should have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
So I was saying I could go down. He gets a roll advantage on me twice and does full damage.
10 lightning.
10 lightning.
So 5.
Oh, that's what I was going to do.
At the end of your turn, he's going to take a swing at Kira. And you're still prone.
Mm-hmm. He rolls with advantage.
That hits.
Yeah.
That's 18.
Still up.
Yep.
Not by much, but still kicking.
Nexus is dead. Grady.
Stand up.
Okay.
Rage.
Yup.
Reckless attack.
Yup.
Great weapon master.
Hit it.
Fucking Schroeder gets movement off of this too if he wants. If I hit.
If you hit, he won't need it.
Not hitting with either of those rolls.
No?
Nope. 5 and a 1. That's a 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
D10 plus D8, so you can move. Plus 18.
The plus 18 is enough.
Roll it anyway.
Fuck your god. 39 points of damage.
And it's radiant, so it stops his regeneration. Jublex melts in front of you. It quickly...
I used the empty bottle of ichor. Healing potion.
Absolutely. Collect your ichor. You can actually get it off of any of the weapons or anything also like that.
I feel like I'm covered in ichor. How'd we do?
Yeah.
And you go to level 20.
You see the... you see the body... The body of both of them are gone. Mm-hmm.
2-for-1 special.
Excellent job. Level up.
Hell yes.
I'll do that tomorrow.
Who wants to fight a death tyrant?
I think we might need to sleep for a little while.
I can at least know where he's at.
I'm at 18 hit points.
I can detect...
Lucas, I drop.
I can detect undead. I'm just less than you. Part of my thing.
I have exactly half of his.
It's because
hit
you
points.
Had to be right in front of it the whole time.
If Jeff had rolled advantage on that other roll, I probably would not be conscious.
True.
You guys managed to take out 2 demon lords.
Ability score improvement.
Well done.
Do I want a feat?
Now that's playing D&D.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. That you're